record this track and no, you're not married to it, but he's going to keep it. Okay, so do a play around on track one, do another one, say take this one too, and just do another ad lib on track two of that same thing, and three, and just lay up, and know that, so you don't feel like you're married to it or attached to it.
You know what's funny is when I improvised, then when I went back to sing the original melody, I thought, I'm going off.
That's your problem.
Yes. I'm going, what did I do? Yes. I screwed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't know how many times I had to go back and listen to you. I'm like, what did she do? What is she doing? And here's what I hear. Your issue with that is not keys.
Okay.
The issues that I hear in the lower key are the same issues I hear in the above key.
Okay.
That means nailing down what you want to do and the musculature that's going to be required to do it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So you'll find like your favorite lines, lines that you like, and we'll work those and work out the kinks in those
Let's
lines.
Let's do that. Okay. So should we, the definitely need some work on the verses, but as far as the chorus is important too. So you tell me what to work on and what key should we work with?
Okay.
Should we do E flat? Maybe that's a compromise.
I think that's a compromise.
Okay, let's try that. Because I think it is a little stretchy. I mean, I've gotten comments that my higher voice is, my husband says it, I don't like it. He says, it's hard on the ears. It's hard on the ears.
It's like, hard to hear because that's where I'm focusing. This is what I'm about, is the ears, not the feet.
It's hard on the ears.
If it hurts the ears, it defeats the whole purpose of what I'm doing.
Defeats? I know, me and play some words.
So yeah, that sounds like a good compromise.
Okay.
For now. So let's do the verse, and then I want to go back and do that.
And you know what? Let's do the last verse because that's where I had problems.
So today I hear more of you stepping out of the technique. I hear more of, and I don't know if you're focusing on the singing.
And I'm thinking I'm doing well, so I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm not paying
attention. Maybe your voice is a little tired. Is your voice tired at all? No.
No.
Okay. So. I think it's just...
Maybe I've been pushing it and it's getting into that groove again and I got to get it back out of that. I don't know. Because I had that problem, I told you it was hoarse when I sang the other day.
Yes, yeah.
I'm pushing. I'm doing something pushy.
Yeah, so let's pull back the guitar and let's pull...
Okay.
It's not that it's even loud.
No,
but
no.
Just for an exercise.
Okay.
So let's do the first verse again. And what I want... reminders? Keeping tone, not holding tones all the time, breaking it up, speaking.
Okay.
So what is your... Will you start with a chorus in this song?
Yeah.
We're in You Are My Wings?
Yeah.
Yes, you start with the chorus.
Well, I can go to the verse.
What was the part that you wanted to work on in this song, in this key?
The verse, the second verse.
The second verse.
I never dreamed it happened to me. Does it sound better if I just do
that
simpler?
That was great, what
oh,
you
really?
Just did. Because
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so softer was...
It's about what you can pull off.
I know.
It's like, when you pull the other one off, that one's great too. When you pull this one off, it's about what you pull off. But that whole verse, I thought was great.
Okay, so...
Now, I'm hearing a little something creeping in your voice. Is that the thing you're talking about? Are you talking about hoarseness? Is that what you're referring to? Because it sounds like phlegm to me. It sounds like phlegm.
Let me take a drink.
yes. I like you... keeping it like that. I like you
softer.
Keeping that, yes, and working on the tone as opposed to volume. Because a lot of times, like, if you get your tone right, it gives the impression that you're having a lot of volume when you're singing it, because you have such a rich tone. But when you go for volume, sometimes you lose your control.
Yes.
And it's kind of a weird...
I have different recordings where I'm listening to where I have the softer, breathier voice, but it doesn't have the feeling. So I think I have to balance tone and... pushing volume.
So what
to
do you
get
think,
the feeling.
What was this just now to you? Was this a
this
soft
breathy?
This was
like low energy. Low energy.
What you just now did?
Uh-huh.
Seemed low energy?
Yeah, lower energy.
Huh. So, why? Because of the way you were, the notes you were singing? The volume that you were singing?
Pulling back, I have to like put less energy.
Yeah, okay.
But I want to get the feeling with the low volume and not have it like breathy. Airy where it just sounds weak.
Weak.
I don't want to sound weak.
Yeah, okay. Because I think if you added more energy that the things we were talking earlier about, the facial,
smile?
Yeah, and that kind of thing.
Okay, I'll try that.
With thinking and feeling energy, it's this weird thing. It's like you feel it inside, even if you're not dancing around, it comes through on the mic or a picture. I think that because this sounded really
well, I love it. I can feel it, and also the bouncy thing. Sometimes I feel like I over enunciate. You know,
is this when he's going to do the drums? Yeah, because we want to get to that too.
No, no, on this one he's going to add.
On this one
he's going to
add the drums.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be very bouncy. I actually have a karaoke track, so I could try
with the drum. The ones that he's going to do.
Well, it doesn't have the drums yet, but I mean, it has the everything. I could try singing with that.